In other words, if there's something that you have been wanting and you think about it in greater detail, that's a very fast way to feel whether you're going with the flow of it in terms of your usual thoughts or against it. We've been saying for a while that meditation will give you that greater sensitivity, because when you meditate and quiet your thoughts, you stop resistant thought. And since you're not asleep, you're meditating, you actually feel the physical sensation of alignment. And then when you step out of alignment, you really feel it more. Are you saying to us that you are not aware of negative emotion?
I'm saying that I think what happens is maybe there's like an incremental bit-by-bit shift. So if the negative emotion isn't really powerful, but I'm sort of like start to deviate from well-being and feeling really good, like I'm feeling pretty good on the ship. But when I get back into my normal routine, I start to pay attention to other things in the normal course of my life, I might not be as aware as I am now.
Well, maybe not. But what happens? Let's say that you're all tuned in. You've been on a cruise and things have been pretty well for you, and you are aware of the way you feel, and you're reaching for better feeling thoughts, and you're in an environment where it's easier to think positive thoughts, and there's all kinds of new experiences that you are looking forward to. So as you say, you're tuned in pretty well to who you are, and then you return home and you step back into an environment that is less pointed toward everything that you want, and you are slipping into some old patterns of thought, and you're not really aware that you're doing it. You don't feel quite as good as you felt, but you're not thinking much about it, because after all, you're dealing with this and you're dealing with this, and you're thinking and feeling, but you're not so alert to how you're feeling, and you don't have time to deal with it anyway, so you don't do anything about it. You don't say, oh, I could say that in a better feeling way, or you don't say, oh, I could rework that, or oh, that's upstream, let's see if I can make it downstream. You're just moving along like most people are, and you are not aware that you've turned upstream, even though you did, because upstream, when you first turn upstream, doesn't feel that different than when you turn downstream. In other words, a slight relief this way or a slight opposite of relief this way is not a very significant thing. In other words, you might not be aware of it, but it doesn't matter, because it might have just been a one-moment thing. It might have been something that just happened because you observed something, so you turned for a moment and then you got busy with other things and you naturally turned back downstream. But let's say, as you are implying, that it was something that was more significant, and you turned upstream, but you weren't aware of it because this is a familiar thought that you've been having. And the familiarity of the thought sort of caused you to focus on it longer. And because you've thought about that thought that is clearly an upstream thought often enough, it's already active in your vibration. So when it came to you, it really got off to a good rolling start and didn't feel really bad, didn't feel good, but you're still not aware of it. And we say, don't worry, it will continue to pick up momentum. It will get bigger. And so your question may be, what you just said to us is, but sometimes I'm not aware of it until it actually manifests. And we say, well, sometimes surely between it turning upstream and it manifesting, if you were sensitive, which is the point of your question, you could have found a way to turn downstream. But the whole point, if there's anything that we want you to gather from the hours that we are together on this ship, it is this. Do not beat up on yourself for missing that. Because when you are turned upstream and then you're mad at yourself for being turned upstream, you've compounded all the more. And when you manifest something not wanted and you beat up on yourself for not being sensitive, now you're making it even more dominant thought. And we want you to be really loose and free about this. We want you to say, I'm getting better and better at this. Jerry and Esther sat down for lunch today and had a lunch that was not pleasing to them. There wasn't anything that was there for them to choose that was exactly what they felt like, and everything just about that came was just a little off. And as they walked back to their cabin, Esther was feeling grumpy about it. Not because a meal that doesn't please her is the end of the world, but she's compounding it to the hundreds of you and what you might be eating and how you might be feeling about it, and taking a sort of sense of responsibility for all of that. And by the time they got back to the cabin, Esther was upstream.